stretch on calibrated measuring tapes. And foot by weary foot they found a rhythm, the measure that exists in everything. Quash's verse. But what now is the length of Quash's verse? He who can no longer measure by kend, or by chama, or by ermija, he who knew his poems by how they fit in earthenware, perfect as water, words shaping themselves against red clay grooves. And though no two jars were precisely like each other, it worked for Quashy, this just about measure. For words are like that, each one carrying its own distance. Even this, despite its best shaping efforts, will never quite be a jar. So what now shall Quashy do? His old measures outlawed, and him instructed now in universal forms, perfected by universal men who look nothing and sound nothing like Quashy. Unsettled. So consider an unsettled island.